Hi, everyone, and welcome into another Fall Camp Report here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Cootey. Today, we're talking some defense. New secondary coach and pass game coordinator John Butler met with the media for the first time on Tuesday. I also had a chance to chat with him one-on-one following practice.
Okay, well, how'd you describe just these last couple of weeks, these last few weeks?
I think it's obviously been a major change, but a very positive one. My mindset was in one direction up until this contact was made and inquiring about my interest. And then obviously everything changed. I mean, I don't really even know how to articulate it other than, you know, in life you've got to make decisions pretty quickly when opportunity comes your way. I knew some of the people in the building. I knew the history of this program. And after thinking about that and talking to some people that, I care about, that I lean on for advice, it became a decision that was pretty easy to make.
Coach Rhule talked about the relationship he had with you and knowing you for a long time. What was it about him and that you wanted to come work with him and be a part of his staff?
Well, that was a huge part of it. Obviously, when I say I knew some people in the building, you know, I know Sean Padden very well. He's a longtime close personal friend, even outside of football. But then I've known Matt even back when he was an assistant at Temple, and I believe I might have been at Minnesota or Harvard. And, you know, we'd cross paths on the recruiting trail pretty often. We had some friends that that he played with at Penn State that I grew up with. So there was always a connection. And then obviously, you know, the success that he had and how he built the program at Temple, what he did at Baylor and what he's doing here is, you know, speaks for itself. When I was in Buffalo, he had, you know, two of his best players at Temple, Tyler Matakevich and Deion Dawkins were there. And I became close with them. So we'd always talk about, you know, how Matt was successful and what was his formula and what he did. And a lot of the things they shared with me were things that I believe in. So there was just a natural connection, through time and just, you know, shared relationships is kind of how it works out. So while not having ever worked with him, I knew enough about him and knew enough about the culture that he builds and the teams that he build that, you know, when I had to make a decision, do I just keep relaxing at the beach or I come back and, you know, do what I do and do what I love? This was an opportunity that was just too hard to pass up.
How about working with Tony Knight and just getting to know him over these last few weeks too?
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here and working with Tony. You know, one of the things, I did not know Tony personally. I knew a lot of him. Like when he was at Syracuse, they played well on defense. And obviously being in Buffalo, you're close enough to them and you know enough about them. But just his knowledge of the game and how he builds relationships with all the players, not just, you know, guys in a certain group. His football mind, I think, is one that I, you know, appreciate being around, and it motivates you to be on your stuff. And then just the system in general is very unique. So that was part of the equation too. Like I've coached in 4-3, I've coached in a 4-2-5, which is a nickel defense. I've coached in 3-4. Well, I've never really coached in this system. So as a coach, you're just always trying, and really as a human, you're always trying to grow and learn and embrace new thoughts and ideas. So the defense that he's put together and how we're able to be flexible in multiple ways in the back end has been really cool to learn and teach.
How have you got about getting to know the guys in the room? There's a lot of them in there.
Yeah, I would say, you know, Matt has asked, he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, the biggest difference is, you know, in the NFL, the last 10 years, you're coaching 12 to 15 guys. Well, we're coaching double of that now. So obviously we have great assistants that are helping me. And I really kind of made a personal decision to really not get to know them until I got out on the field with them. So I didn't have any preconceived notions about them as a people or like really let anyone else influence me about who they are and what they do. And I've been not pleasantly surprised. I've just been encouraged with the quality of men that they've recruited here and the quality of the players that they've recruited here. And I feel like I'm coaching in the pros, you know, and obviously you have a very experienced kind of group of guys. And then you have a more or less experienced group of guys, but that's what your job is as a coach, is to connect the two groups,
right,
and get the younger players to the point where they're, you know, playing like the older players. So
in terms of development, we've heard a lot about that being a big part of what you do and being so good at that. How has that become such an important part of your coaching philosophy, and how have you become good at it, I guess?
Well, I think I've become good at it through just time. It's like trial and error. You try stuff, it works. You try stuff, it doesn't work. The stuff that doesn't work, you don't do anymore. And the stuff that does work, you believe in and you stick to. I also believe that that's ultimately from, like, if you ask me why I got into coaching, it's because I love the sport that I'm coaching And I love seeing people get better. Winning ends up being like the collateral benefit of that. But when you are investing in a player from a fundamental standpoint, from a maturity standpoint, from a just a physical development standpoint, and you start to see progress, you really are heading in the right direction. And so, like, that's the cool thing about these young guys. I mean, I felt like that I made players better in the NFL, but they're, as you get older, they do hit a plateau. Some of these kids that you're working with now, there's no ceiling. So, you know, I'm not going to get into names, but there's a good collection of five or six of these guys that even just after five practices, I'm seeing much better improvement. And I'm saying to myself, their ceiling is something that the more time I feel like I invest in them and spend in them, and they're just going to keep getting better. So I think that's why I do it ultimately, yeah. You know.
Last thing, just what's your approach to just getting through fall camp and then also overall for the secondary group, how you guys go about getting done what you need to get done?
Honestly, I've taken probably about 5 or 6 years ago when I was working with a player named Jordan Poyer. We were joking about something, and we just came to a conclusion that really, not just in football, but in life, everything's about, like, this day. Mm-hmm. And it's a catchphrase, but it really is. Like, right now, I don't have anywhere to live. I'm living in the dorms, and I don't care. Like, I'm like today, all I'm trying to do is do as good of a job as I can today and get to the dorm room and go to sleep. And eventually, I think I'm moving into my apartment, like, the 9th, 8th, or 9th. And when that happens, I'll worry about that then. But I'm just taking that approach of, like, every single day, you know, punch the clock. You know, obviously, get into a routine here with the meetings and then the walkthroughs and then the practices and the film and try to get the players in that same routine so that I believe that's part of the process of getting better, which kind of refers back to your original question. Like, you get better with every single thing you do. It's not just, hey, I just practice and that's it. It's the meetings, it's the walkthroughs, it's everything.
Appreciate it. Welcome to Lincoln.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you very much.
I also had a chance to catch up with some of the familiar names on the defensive side of the ball. MJ Sherbin, who from just about every perspective we've heard is explosive in the jack position. Cam Linhart, who enters his sophomore season after making a tremendous impact as a true freshman. But we start with the safety, Deshaun Singleton, a single-digit guy who unfortunately suffered an injury back in the middle of last season. He was held out of spring practices to be able to bring him back slowly, but he's back out on the field and fully healthy here in fall camp. Well, how's it going? How you feel? How does it feel to be back out there for you?
Man, it feels amazing. I just thank God for allowing me to be out there with my team. And, you know what I'm saying? It's just even special for me to be out there now. So,
you know, they had talked about wanting to take it so with you and not push it and make sure that you were fully healthy. But how was that? How hard was that in the spring, sitting back and waiting for you to be fully healthy?
It was hard. I was really just eager and anxious to be out there with the guys, you know, and it's just it affected me, but it was just like, I just got to take my time, you know what I'm saying, heal, and I'll be even better summer, fall. So, you know, that's how I felt.
How much did you learn just being in that role and being in that position where, you know, last season you get hurt in the middle of the season, but then having that different perspective, a lot of athletes say it kind of gives them a different view of the game. How much did you learn being in that situation?
I learned as far as a coaching standpoint, like, I just learned what the ins and outs of everything. I just learned, like, it's not just playing on the field, it's really what happens around it. And I just really learned from a coach's perspective, you know what I'm saying? Why do they install this? Why do they install that? Does this work for run? Does this work for pass? And, you know, it really helped me with my game mentally.
So how did you go about then coming off that injury and getting right to where you wanted to be going into this season?
Man, I just had to trust in God and just work, to be honest. You know, I just had to grind through everything, not be too eager to rush anything, and just embrace the process, you know, and just work on that.
You played such a huge role, and I know this defense missed you when you went out last year, but those few games that you played, what'd you learn? What were you trying to build off of here going into this season throughout that experience that you had last year?
I'm just trying to be better than last year. That's all I'm trying to do. And that's really it, to be honest.
What goes into that? What are some of those things in your game that you really want to improve?
What I really want to improve? I just want to improve, what can I say? I say my press coverage right now. Like, I'm trying to get the looking at body tendencies and stuff like that, receivers again, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been away from that for 11 months now, so it's like I just got to get used to that, the feel of everything and, you know, body tendencies, to be honest.
Yeah. How has it been, speaking of the wide receivers, matching up with these wide receivers that Nebraska has? There's some talent in that room, right?
Yeah, they're very talented. I mean, it's good. I feel like it's good work. You know, we competing one-on-ones. We doing all that, so I feel great.
Coach Butler, what's it been like working with him and getting to know him?
I mean, he's a great guy. He's very technical, you know what I'm saying? Coming from the league, coming here to college, he really brings that to the table here. And he's just very technical, very fast-paced with everything. And, you know, I like it.
How do you feel more settled into this defense, being now that it's year two with Tony White and the staff?
I feel confident in this defense now, you know what I'm saying? And it's just not – it's just that since he's staying and the defense is, you know, not too many people left, now it's just like we feel faster, we're playing more freer, and I feel very confident what we might do this season.
Every defensive coach, player has talked about last year was last year. We want to be better. How motivated is this defense to be one of the best in the country, if not the best in the country?
Right. We just got to prove ourselves again. That's what we're motivated for. And not a lot of things went our way last year, but we just trying to prove ourselves this year. That's what we're really motivated from, to win.
The physicality that you like to bring, why is that such a big part of your game? Where does that come from?
It started when I was 4 years old. my daddy, my first year out, Biddy, and I went head up against the guy. He ran me over. I'm crying. My dad said, "Shoot, we could leave, or you got to go out there and hit him again." And I went and hit him again. And after that, it's been that.
That's awesome. you know, just how much do you enjoy that part of it? The, you know, when you do get to lay down a big hit and set that tone for the guys around you.
And I just love how my teammates react to it. You know what I'm saying? I get to celebrate with them. It brings a different energy, and it just allows everybody else to play without fear and play fast. You know what I'm saying? I like to spark a light with the defense. It don't matter about everybody else. It's about us. You know what I'm saying? So that's it.
Okay, so you're a veteran guy. There's some other veteran guys, Tommy Hill, but tell us about some of the younger players and how they've been in progressing and what they will add to this defense.
They look good. They're really developing, and I can't wait to see what they do, you know what I'm saying, after and through their career, because, I mean, it's a lot of young guys that hasn't really got a lot of snaps yet, and I just like to see what they become, and you know, they're doing very good right now, though.
Overall, just the secondary, how do you feel about the group? And lots put on you guys in this defense. How do you feel about where you guys are right now and where you're headed?
I feel like we're good. We headed to a winning season. That's what I feel like. And we have great chemistry. All of us played together for a long time. And I just, secondary is going to be good this year. So
you got a single digit last year. What did that mean to you? And how has that been progressing into even a bigger leadership role this year?
It meant a lot to me, because it's not just me picking a number. It's how my team felt about me and choosing me to have that number. So I have to represent it right. You know what I'm saying? I have to represent the team right. And so it's very special to me, and I hold it to my heart for real. And I won't take it for granted. So, yeah.
How has that been to being one of the older guys in the room and leading, being one of the leaders of that group?
I just got to be a mentor now. You know, at the end of the day, I just got to bring those guys along. And as far as the older guys, we know what we have to do. We know our goals. We know our aspirations. And, and we just got to go out there and compete.
How have you seen you and those older guys come together and, hey, we want to be a player-led team? Just the things that you want to do here, how have you guys come together in that and set those goals?
We're doing great. I mean, Isaac Gifford, Ty Robinson, they're doing a great job doing what they do, motivating the team, getting us right, getting us prepared for the season. And, they do a great job of that, and I feel confident in them.
Appreciate your time.
Appreciate you.
Husker fans, we need your support in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can now purchase a Husker football 3-game mini plan for only $170. This plan includes tickets to UTEP or Northern Iowa, plus Illinois or Rutgers, and either UCLA or Wisconsin. Single game tickets are also on sale now. Tickets are only available while supplies last. To purchase your Husker football 3-game mini plan today or for more information, visit huskers.com/tickets.
here with MJ Sherman. Well, how's the body feeling? How you feeling a week into this thing?
Body is feeling like my body, but, you know, as I said, we're just going to keep running through brick walls, keep you trying to get better. So that's all.
Overall, how has it gone for the defense a week into this?
I feel like we're improving in the right ways. We are going in the right direction when it comes to certain things. We're really trying to take the expectations, the culture execution, the standard of a defense, and trying to take it by the bull, like try to take the bull by the horns. But once again, there's always things to clean up. There's always things to correct and fix. But all in all, we're doing a pretty good job.
We've heard a lot about the summer that you guys had, how good it was. How did you see that translate once you did get on the field and start playing football again?
Man, just the speed of the game. You know, college football is becoming real more perimeter, outside plays, outside runs. Not a lot of RPOs, stuff like that, man. We just got to be able to put our foot in the ground and be quick and react. And, I mean, that's what Coach Campbell and Shea Conditioning staff helped us do, be more powerful, quicker, and faster. And if we can do that, then handle the thinking on the other end, which is what OTAs and everything else like that, and slow down football for us mentally, we're able to be a great defense. So I think that's what the summer really helped us do.
You seem just absolutely laser focused, and even going back to the spring when I chatted with you. So how did you go about approaching, since the spring ended to the start of fall camp, getting yourself right and where you wanted to be?
I mean, there was no reason to let off that gas pedal. If I really want for myself, what I really want for this team, or what I really want for my teammates, it would have been no point of letting off on the gas pedal, man. And that's why I kept on telling myself. That's why I kept on reminding myself. That's what my folks keep reminding me. Everybody who's around me, who loves me and cares for me and reminding me, it's like, man, like, you know, if we want to be great, we have to do the certain things to be able to be great, man. And that's like, you know, taking advantage of the summer workouts. So it was like, yeah, as I said, it was no time for having no true day off or just be like, I'm going to enjoy my summer. Nah, we had to go in there to work. So like, that was my mentality. And I'm pretty sure that was every single body else's mentality, because we wasn't trying to have the season that we had last year. So we try to, once again, get that step better.
It's awesome. Terrence Knighton really bragged on you in the leadership role that you've taken on, and just the, you know, the example that you set. So what kind of example are you hoping to set for this team?
I'm trying to be as vocal as I can, but I'm really just trying to set by example. So, you know, be a leader by example, just trying to do the right things in the right violence and physical tone for like guys who's below me to be like, okay, that's what it looks like. You know, everybody can talk, they talk, you know what I mean? But I'm just here to walk my walk, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, I leave the talking to the guys like, you know, Ty, Nash, Giff, you know what I mean? Like the more highly respected fellas, you know, and I would just follow in their lead and lead by example, so.
You know, you just mentioned a lot of guys that played a lot of football together, and you guys returned a lot of guys on the defense that played a lot. What does that do when you go into year two that you have so many guys that you're familiar with being on the field together?
It creates a strong bond of chemistry. I mean, that's what we in Selleck for the team camaraderie aspect. I mean, we're not just here there just to be there. You know, we're there to be bond and, you know, hold, you know, just build that team chemistry that really is needed on the field and off the field, yeah. You know, and it creates it more than just being teammates. Those are my brothers, and the guys who I just named, those are my brothers. The guys who I, you know, always talk to in the locker room, even the freshmen that, you know, I be trying to get to know every now and then, those are my brothers, you know what I mean? And so, like, you know, we care for one another, we love one another, and, like, just like any brother or, you know, sibling relationship, we go out there, we bang heads all day, you know what I mean? So, like, That's how it is. I mean, that's how it feels having all those guys come back and just be with us on that field. And I wouldn't want to line up with nobody else.
Love that. Tell us about Jack Potenza and what he's like as a coach and what he's brought to that Jack position.
Jack is a very eager and he brings a whole lot of excitement in the Jack room. I mean, that's somebody who really cares about us and his job. He really wants us to succeed. He really wants to put us in the right positions to succeed. And that means he's really is diligent in his detail of work. I mean, it might be a play on tape that was like, why in my ear? I'm like, okay, that's cool. But Jack has always said, how can we get 1% better? And that's no one, I wouldn't want no one else like that to coach me. You know what I mean? I'd rather have someone hold me to that stand. I'd rather have someone tell me, you know, even though that was good, what could be better? Yeah. Because once again, you know, good ain't good enough no more. We have to be better.
Okay, so overall, how do you like the room, the guys that are in the Jack position room with you? How do you feel like you guys are progressing and what you're going to bring to this defense?
We're just gonna bring physicality. That's really physicality of violence. That's really what I'm gonna say. I mean, Jack has done an excellent job in preparing us for this very set camp. You know, he did a great job of even setting the rules and standards, not just a standard for the defense, but a standards for the Jacks. Mm-hmm. And he did a really good job of doing that. And I really do love him. And like in a sense where like, I will follow his lead, and I will trust his words on a lot of things. And same goes with T-Knight, because he helps out a lot as well. Same thing will go with Coach Rule, because he talks to us a lot. But, like, they just really trying to have us in the right position every single time. And when I mean right position, it means, like, you know, where your eyes at, hands being violent, feet being active, you know, working towards the quarterback. And all be all, you know. Team success equals individual success. If we line all those two together, we'd be just fine. And like as I said, Jack always wants us to be in like most successful position ever. And so I know I said that a lot, but still, like yeah, like it literally that's what he always says. He wants us to put us in a position for success. So when we're there, when it's 5 minutes left on the clock, when it's you know right before half, end of game situation, who could be the ones who can make a big play? So.
You like the guys then that are in that room around you to be able to do all those things you're talking about?
Of course. Yeah. You know, and like as you know, we might be young in that room, but the good thing about being young, you're fertile soil. You're able to soak all that stuff up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm one of the oldest guys in the room, but below me is a bunch of guys who are hungry and ready to work. For instance, Jordan Ochoa, Willis McGahee, Ishmael Flores-Smith, Maverick Noonan, you know, all those guys right there, you know, Prince Will, all those guys, like, they ready to work and they're very hungry. I mean, there's not a single day where they just come out here lollygagging. They try to put their best foot forward every day.
Love that. Last thing for you, just what does this defense need to accomplish over this week, next week, the next 3 weeks?
Making sure that tomorrow is better than today. That's all. Simple as that. Making sure tomorrow is better than today. I mean, that's been my goal. That's been a defensive goal. That's been a coach's goal. And that's the standard per se. That's why the saying is 1% better. Make sure tomorrow is better than today.
Jay, great perspective as always. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate you.
All right, here with Cam Linhart. Well, how has fall camp gone so far?
It's been great so far. You know, just being able to be out there and flying around. You know, it's been a minute since we've been out there, probably since like the spring. So.
For you personally, last year you were a true freshman. I know you went through the spring, but how do you feel different going through this fall camp this time around?
Just like I got more experience under my belt, you know, more playing time under my belt. So just being able to go out there with confidence, you know, I got a lot more of that. So
what did you take away from your freshman season that you're now trying to apply here going into this sophomore season?
I'd say like watching film, just small things, taking care of my body and also just being out here and like getting in the playbook more and like being able to be like more like my IQ more. So yeah.
What about, you know, just the playmaking part of it? Where are areas that you feel like you want to contribute more for this defense?
Definitely like pass rushing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think as a whole group, we want to just elevate the pass rush more. So
yeah. Takeaways have been a big emphasis. How has that been just emphasized, I guess, going through this fall camp?
I mean, like, a lot of the meetings, like, they're mostly about taking the ball away, like, offensive protecting. But defensively, it's like, all right, like, especially as a defensive lineman, it's like we get back there, we throw that offhand to get the ball out because strip sacks, you know, Yeah. That's what we want.
Absolutely. Tell us about death row and just the concept behind it.
Death row is a culture, you know, it's a way of life. So just being able to be a part of that, it's like a privilege.
Terrence Knight was saying, like, you guys really embrace that and just the whole room. There's so many of you guys that have played a lot of football together, too. But why was that important for you guys to have that kind of thing that you bond over and really relate to?
I'd say it's something that, like, it's a standard, you know. It's like, all right, like, we're death row. So it's like, you know, we play to a certain way. We carry ourselves off the field a certain way. So, like, it's like that standard part and just, like, being able to be like, all right, like, that's who we are as a group. Yeah.
Setting the tone up front, I mean, how much pride are you guys taking in that now that, you know, you had the year that you had last year, and last year's in the book, but building off of that and being those guys that can really do so much up front.
Right. I mean, like, you know, like last year was one thing, but this year it's like we're going away and it's like, all right, like we just got to elevate off last year. You know, last year wasn't as good as this year is going to be. So just being able to keep that in the back of our minds and like try to elevate not only the D-line, but the defense. So
Coach Knight was telling me he's got basically 9-10 starters that could be the guy anywhere else. How do you guys go about balancing that, knowing that, hey, all of us are going to play, but we all can provide something to this defense?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we just compete against each other every day in practice. You know, like, we all have that, like, we're going to be a starter mentality. So, like, whatever opportunity you get to go in there, like, we just treat it like, all right, just like, you know, just, like, this is it. I'm here, so I got to make the play.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was asking him about just, you know, this defense and going into it. Last year, you guys were kind of, like, wide-eyed, oh, gosh, this is so fast. But how does it feel different, too, just this overall defense and being a year into it?
I mean, I love playing fast, you know, and I'd say, like, it's not a restrictive defense. So, like, you know, being able to get in the backfield and make plays and stuff like that, like, that's why I love it. And just building off last year, you know, we ran it. So it's just, like, we just keep adding more. Last year, you know, we were coming in, we were learning it. So now it's just, like, we know it now. So just being able to make plays off of them.
Absolutely. Give us a perspective on the offensive line and how it is going up against them, being that they're a veteran group as well.
Right, right. I mean, it's definitely iron sharpens iron every day, you know. Just being able to go against guys like Teddy, Micah, Bryce, you know, Justin, like it's iron sharpens iron every day.
How are the dorms?
Oh, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but the bed's a little crappy, but.
You know, just – but it seems like you guys got a lot out of that and building the culture and chemistry. I mean, overall, how has that progressed, just, you know, the close-knitness of this football team?
Right. I mean, just being able to be, like, all in one, like, area with your teammates and stuff like that, like, you know, put against all, like, the crappy stuff about it aside. But it's just, like, you know, like, my roommate is Nash, and, you know, a lot of guys got different roommates. But just being able to, like, be with somebody, you know, you're not really used to being with them a lot and just getting to talk to them and know them, you know, just helps us build a deeper connection as, like, a team.
You know, you just mentioned Nash and you got Ty. What does it do for a defensive line when so many guys have played together and been in the trenches together?
I mean, it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you're doing it for your brother. So just being able to line up against, like, with not Tad, with Nash and Ty and Jamari, it's like, all right, you know, I'm doing it for you guys because, you know, it could possibly be their last year here. So, like, keeping that in mind.
I think that's a good name for him, Tash. You know, they're always together, it seems like, so we can combine the name, like Tash. I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
You know, just what did it mean to you that those guys wanted to come back, especially Ty, and be a part of this for another year?
I mean, it's an honor, you know, like that they came back, you know, or, like, they could have went off and, you know, done great things, but just, like, to come back for, you know, 6 years and stuff like that, it's, like, a privilege to play with them.
Okay, so you guys complete week one. Give us a perspective of what week two is like for a football team.
Week two is, like, you know, definitely, like, getting into more of, like, starting to prepare for, you know, our opponent now. So that's, like, getting into more week two stuff.
Yeah. And then just how do you guys go about doing what you need to do the next few weeks before you kick things off in the season?
Just, like, football-wise, we're going over a lot of situational stuff. Just getting ready, just getting our knowledge and our IQ up there.
Awesome. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for this fall camp check-in. Plenty more coverage headed your way, so stay tuned right here on the Huskers Radio Network. I'm Jessica Cootie. Thanks for listening and watching.